What's the challenge for you guys this week? What have you seen on from the Colts?
Well, you know, I think probably the biggest challenge, there's always a challenge, but I mean, is, you know, their kickoff. You know, they've got two pretty good kickers, punter and kicker, and obviously the kicker's probably as old as I am, and he's done a great job, hasn't missed a kick in forever. I think the kickoff team, they do so many things, it's hard to really, to be able to get set in your returns. Each week they kind of have a flavor of the week, whether they're subject to onside at any time. You know, and you have to be prepared for that. Your guys have to be prepared. And then obviously, if they do kick it deep and it is a return, then you know, because they're always moving around, you guys got to – it's hard to – you got to make sure you get your guys on the right guys.
Hey, Ryan, you joke about Vinatieri, but he has obviously done it for a really long time. From what you've seen being around Mason, could you see him, especially after he came out, what he dealt with a couple of years ago? Did you see him kicking that long too, the way he kicks?
Well, the way he's kicking right now, I mean, he's a guy that, in fact, we talked a little bit about it today, you know, taking care of himself and doing the right things. And, you know, Mason's smart in the fact that when the season's over, he takes his time and he comes back slow. And I'm sure that's what, you know, Vinatieri's done as well, that allows him to be able to prolong his career. And then I think the fact that, of course, being inside, you know, helps 8 of his games are inside. That has a lot to do with your longevity as well.
You're about halfway through the season now. What do you think of the direction of your group, just big picture-wise?
Well, you know, I think we're not covering kicks the way I want to cover kicks, the way I think we need to cover kicks. And there's more than one reason for that, obviously. In any football season, with injuries and so forth, you know, guys get moved around. You're trying to keep them fresh, so they're playing offense and defense. And so maybe some things that you've really worked hard on in the preseason, you're not able to really do because of injuries and things of that nature. But that's the game. I mean, that's part of it. But I think it's, you know, we're always going to be a group that's in, you know, a progress and, you know, in progress. We're young usually, and guys are learning to play the game. And it's fun to watch guys, these, you know, particularly the rookies, as things happen to them, and they, oh yeah, that's what you're talking about, because it's, you know, it is a much faster game, and as I said this many times, you know, you can't buy experience. You got to go play.
One, you know, explosive return like that, will it change maybe how teams punt to Trevor Davis at all?
Well, I think you got to become consistent in what you're doing. I mean, you know, we felt like, you know, Trevor's got the, you know, he's got the ability to do those things. But I think, you know, our guys really have done a good job of protecting. We kind of talk about it as a team. I mean, you know, for a guy to have a big return, I mean, it takes all 10 guys, all 11 guys. The other 10 guys have to do their job, and which was the case last week. Everybody did a really nice job of the things that, you know, what they were supposed to do, and we were fortunate that, you know, it worked out that particular play.
Was that designed for Trevor to go to the right, or did he have to go right because Hawkins and Evans didn't really hold up?
No, it was designed that way. There's only really three things you can do. You can go right or go left or go up the middle. So, but it actually was designed to go to the right. And then I wanted him to go to the right, he went to the left. He should have went to the right. So, you know, that's once again, that's a learning part as well.
Do you anticipate teams kicking into the corner or to the sideline more now, just because of that? You know,
I think everybody tries to cut the field down. Where you don't have to cover 52 yards of field, and, you know, it just makes it a little bit easier. But, you know, just like I was talking about with their kickoff group, I'm not sure where they're going to kick it. They'll kick it short, they'll kick it deep, they'll kick it right, they'll kick it left, and that kind of presents the problem. You know, and then when you get back, and how many guys are you going to put back there to alleviate that? Then if you get too many guys back there, then you got to, you know, you got to make sure you're sound for the onside kicks and stuff of that nature. So, once again, those are all things, you know, problems that you have to be prepared for.
On kickoff returns, are you just as happy taking touchbacks? If you just look at the numbers league-wide, it seems like that's the way to go.
Well, if you look at statistically, that's the way to go. I think statistically it's not a big margin. And I think if you go back and you look at it, starting point last year was the 25. Minnesota, they led it at the 25-yard line, and they had two big returns for touchdowns. two long ones, so it still averaged out to the 25. So, I think probably statistically, and that's probably I just do what the head coach tells me to do. And there's also times that he'll say, let's bring it out. So we have a couple different rules that we go by.